You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to have some conversation about administrative dissolution and the importance of filing annual reports in your business so that this doesn't happen to you. So let's talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, sure, Kevin. You know, if you go onto the Minnesota Secretary of State website, if you go into the Business Services section, you can search for active filed businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I've had this conversation many times with my clients. Or I'm doing a search because I'm working with some company on some particular deal.
Mm-hmm.
You pump the name type the name into the box, it doesn't come up. And there's a little button over to the side that says Advanced Options. And you click on that, and you can toggle between active companies and inactive companies. And you switch to inactive and run the search again, and they pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And you find out that they're inactive or that they're administratively dissolved. And right away it means, and you go, well, what do I got to do? Well, how did this happen? Well, you file your articles of incorporation or articles of organization with the Secretary of State to get the business, the entity going. But that's not the end of the day in terms of the Secretary of State. We talked a few weeks back about getting permission from the government. Well, one mm-hmm. of the things you have to do on an annual basis with the Secretary of State is go online and complete a real short informational questionnaire about, you know, just verifying that all the information is still current
mm-hmm.
for the business. Is the address mm-hmm. the same? Is the registered agent the same? You know, who are the officers? You know, all that kind of stuff. And submitting that. Mm-hmm. And if you do that on an annual basis, you don't have to pay anything to do that. It's free to renew that, okay?
Sure.
If you go 2 years without filing your annual report, the Secretary of State will dissolve you administratively.
Mm-hmm.
The fortunate thing is you can reinstate, and it's retroactive to the day that you were dissolved. But if something were to happen in the interim that would somehow, where someone's rights would be affected once you reinstate, then mm-hmm. the reinstatement isn't valid, you know, in respect to that. This was a big problem in the last couple of years, and anybody that's listening that has had an entity filed in Minnesota for many years, you should go on the Secretary of State site today or as soon as possible and look to see what the status is of your company, because the Secretary of State, on a positive note, has updated its filing system in the recent years, and it's become more computerized. You can file online. You get your certificate of organization back right away. But there's a box you have to fill out in terms of who do you want for future notices. The Secretary of State just decided, their office decided, that we're only going to send reminder notices to those that we have email addresses for.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't mail out paper reminders any longer to business owners to file their annual renewal for their entity.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to go on, if you filed before that time, you should go online to the Minnesota Secretary of State's office and see what the status is of your entity, and if it's been dissolved or if it's inactive, file the annual report and bring it current. We calendar, if we're handling things for clients, we calendar renewal dates mm-hmm. so that they're filed on time. You got enough headaches in business generally, you don't need this. So just be aware of that, get it current, keep it current,
mm-hmm.
and you won't have any issues.
So what happens in the situation where you become administratively dissolved and somebody happens to think you had a really great name and they're paying attention and you become dissolved and they decide they're going to jump on the name? What steps would they have to take to try to secure that, and what possible solutions would you have to resolve it if you indeed wanted to do that?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I've heard of stories where someone files a name reservation and then the entity reinstates, and I think it just effectively cancels the name reservation. In terms of filing an entity, the Secretary of State is pretty good at when you ask for approval for, you know, for filing your articles, you know, they check the name for, or you can do a name availability search, and they generally will look at both active and inactive companies,
mm-hmm.
and you have to be dissolved for a long time before the Secretary of State will give your name back out to somebody. So fortunately, that hasn't been an issue where someone lost their name because they were administratively dissolved. Where it could be an issue, in my opinion, is if let's say that you were administratively dissolved, and possibly, you know, maybe say that somebody brought an action against one of the individual owners at a time when the liability shield really didn't exist. If you reinstate, obviously that's going to affect their rights in terms of what assets they can get at, because they now have access to the owner's assets by virtue of suing him personally. I'm not aware of any published decision yet by any kind of court in Minnesota as to that issue, but I don't want my client to be the one to find out what happens.
Yeah,
I think theoretically that could be one of those situations where the statute talks about where the rights would be affected by the reinstatement, and so it wouldn't be valid as to that claim. I think that might be one of those situations where someone could possibly lose the benefit of their liability shield if their company was administratively dissolved and then they got sued personally as the quote-unquote former owner in that intervening period.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any suggestions for business owners that may not have legal representation, perhaps aren't aware of the fact that this administrative dissolution could happen with their business name? And if they don't have legal representation or somebody like you that's actually tracking this and taking care of it for them, any suggestions or advice that you'd have for them?
Yeah, get somebody that can help them. I mean, and I don't mean, you know, kind of be flip about that and blunt, but, you know, lots of things come up that we as business lawyers know to look for. And you really need to, if you're, regardless of what size you are in business, you really need to have somebody watching your back, so to speak, legally. And, you know, I always joke and say DIY equals SOL. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those examples that having an attorney that knows what the law is and keeping you as the business owner current is worth its weight in gold.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I think of DIY, I saw a recent report from a senator that showed the stack of papers of new legislation that had been passed even in a few days. Tough stuff to keep track of, and doing it yourself isn't a good way to do
it.
Yeah,
and that's why people pay us to do it.
Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening. Business people are dreamers of the very best kind. But most importantly, they're people who put their dreams into action. If you think it's too early to start shaping your dreams today, think again. Listen to our four young guests share their dreams of the future.
When I grow up, I want to be a singer and a piano player. P.S. My name is Victoria, and I am 8 years old.
My name is Paula, and I am 9 years old. And when I grow up, I want to be a movie star and a guitar teacher.
When I grow up, I want to open a nail salon. I would like to run it and choose the people who would be an employee. When people come to my salon, I want them to have a good time. For the first time, I went to get a pedicure with my sisters, my mom, my grandma, and cousin. When I went there, I just loved how friendly they were. And that is what I want to be when I grow up. My name is Allison. I am age 11.
When I grow up, I want to be an art teacher. I love art and I'm very good at it. And when I teach the kids the projects, they will love it. And they can hang it out in the hall and admire their awesome work.
Go art!
My name is Maria and I am 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a Special Olympic champion, like in standing long jump and racing. P.S. I am 13, my name is Connor, and I'm double drunken and very healthy.
The Business Forum Show, a place for dreamers. Airing worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. The Business Forum Show, dreamers want.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro-North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an action coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach Proven System put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach Business Coaching help you. freeactionplan.com. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.